Well, we're glad to be joined today by Ben Folds, who's been working with the Y Music Sextet and has his new album, So There, coming out. Welcome back to KCSN, Ben.
Good to be here. Thank you.
I guess Y Music, let's just start there. They provided you a new context for arrangement, is one way I would put it. Is that
perfect.
A fair assessment?
Yeah, it's a exciting way to present songs. It's different. I haven't quite heard that before.
Well, I know in the last couple of years you did the concerto for piano and orchestra.
Yeah.
And I guess that more or less became a catalyst for this project, did it not?
It did, and it was just sort of by chance. It was something I was approached about at a dinner, and I said, yeah, I'll do it. And it was a commission from Nashville Ballet, Nashville Symphony Orchestra, and the Minnesota Orchestra. And I've got a 25-minute piece, and what do I do with the rest of the record? And one thing led to another, and I met CJ, and we started recording. And it happened pretty quickly, too. Like, we started working, and it came together quickly.
Well, and Y Music has also done some other collaborations with what we'll broadly call pop/rock artists.
Absolutely.
And
so many.
You felt a confidence that they could perhaps find that hidden code, that secret language that you were searching for.
Yeah, I mean, they're musicians without borders. they play all kinds of stuff, and that's very obvious. Even if you listen to their albums, they've got the time and groove of jazz players and pop players. It's a little different. So I know I had confidence that they could do that. What made this one maybe a little bit different from what I'd done before and what they'd done before was using them as the rock band. So they're not adding embellishment on top of something that's already there, like a bed. They are the bed.
Well, and you've more or less said that working with them sort of reinvigorated your own sense of what a quote unquote band could be.
Absolutely, I'm always looking for that. I mean, I've always been, you know, even a drum set. I'm a drummer. That's the first thing, and a drum set always kind of wanted to bore me a little bit. Like, there's just it came into being. It's experimented, and people were, you know, figuring out how to make it work, and then it just stopped, and everyone just plays a drum kit, and they're all the same, and now the sounds are all the same, and so, you know, like in R&B and hip hop, different sounds are used. They don't sound anything like drum sets. They can be anything, and that's the sort of thinking that inspired this record as much as anything. You know, like R. Kelly had a lot to do with this record. Trapped in the Closet, that faucet drip on 2 and 4 was actually really interesting to me. I'm like, he did that for like 45 minutes, and I never got sick of it.
Take it easy, take it slow. Oh, get on with the show. Oh, that's what I know. Sofa in a puddle in a couple of weeks. faster, drink it slow.
That's what I know.
When you gotten to the bottom of it, it's time to go.
On this project, I guess it was about a 6 month period in different locations. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we did a total of maybe three important sessions where we got together and arranged. And then that'd be the morning would be arranging sessions. And then CJ and Rob, who are here with me, I'm talking and they're not
Hello.
Talking yet.
Hello.
They can tell you, but yeah, we arranged and then recorded, but it was three sessions, I think.
Well, and let's address this to CJ and Rob then. Even after collaborating and getting a sense of, what some of the ideation that Ben was providing, you still have to figure out, okay, what's our common language? You know, how are we interpreting some of his intention, and how are we going to arrive at the song? Did you find the process working with Ben to be one that was inspiring, or was it one that made you want to pull your hair out at times?
It was completely inspiring. One thing that we found comfort in was that the idea to work together came from him hearing our album. So we knew that what we naturally did was what he naturally was drawn to. So there was a certain basic comfort level in that. And then we just, we're friends and we loved being around each other and we love working together, and there was always good feelings in the room and everyone was very encouraging. So we were just really excited to get to the studio every day.
Yeah. I mean, the starting point for arranging for this stuff, I thought, was there were certain gestures and moves, sort of riffs that their group had started to cultivate. And one of them was like this really incredibly fast arpeggios, like a synthesizer in, two octaves apart between the clarinet and the flute, bass clarinet and the flute. It was just really special sounding. And I just wanted to be able to use that. So to start off and find these pieces of things that have become very signature of that band and start there. And then now we've invented a lot more since then.
Well, you mentioned something in our last time when you were out here, Ben. You've made a comment that's remained indelible, and I've actually shared it with other artists. You said something, and I'm paraphrasing to somewhat. You said that you sometimes judge songs by the intent of the lyrics and music production. Going into this, I would assume you were kind of, what was the intent? Because I think you were trying to do things that you hadn't done before. So what's the barometer of we're succeeding or not?
Well, it's if you feel it, I've had the experience now. You can make great records, by the way, and not have this feeling. I believe that most records reside in some form of something that has really been done a lot, which is totally fine. Like, you can make something beautiful that way. Every once in a while, though, you make, I've been involved in albums and projects that I know I'm hearing it for the first time. The first Ben Folds 5 album was like that. It had a lot of kind of classic rock in it, but in its entirety, that wasn't a sound that I'd really heard. And then the William Shatner record, that I did, I felt like that was a very unique record. It's this feeling of standing at the speakers and hearing it come out and just feeling like you're breaking the law. And that was the case with this record.
Even though you had done, you had obviously prepared, I guess, for going into the studio and recording, you still would be, you know, just furiously writing lyrics because you found inspiration in their music, mm-hmm. and you'd sit down and start to write lyrics because you felt it in the moment. That must be a point when, as an artist, you know you found collaborators where you get really excited.
No, it's true. And, you know, I don't come, the school I come from, you know, my band emerged in the 90s, and, you know, you really weren't supposed to get along. Like the idea sort of was that the chemistry was all of the, you know, all the dissonance and all the infighting, and you go in and make something amazing despite all of that hate. And that's the way a lot of the bands sort of operated, and that's very old fashioned. This is absolute opposite of that. This is just exciting for me. I like hanging out with all of them, any of them. They're all my favorite people, and we play together well. So it's a kind of a dream situation.
Well, for Rob and CJ, you know, when you work, I guess when you have a classical background, it's been my assumption that there is a discipline, a certain discipline to the music. And I'm going to make the assumption that that sort of discipline and respect, perhaps, for the music carries over to how you do, you know, carry on the interpersonal activities in putting together a musical piece. Would that be a fair assumption, or am I way off the mark on that one? Are there still enormous ego battles in which people are bleeding on orchestra floors that I'm unaware of?
Wow, that's beautiful. I think it's a good point, and I think it's actually you're speaking to something that makes doing playing in Y Music and working with songwriters and other kinds of musical folk really appealing to all of us because, you know, throughout our training we are learning pieces by people who we don't know, who maybe aren't alive and who are revered. And that's really important, and you learn so much from that, and none of us would be the musicians that we are without it. But there's something really incredible about getting to interact with the people who are writing the music and having people write for you and becoming friends with them. And when you have that kind of a relationship, the music can be tailored so specifically to everyone's personalities and skill sets, and it's kind of an irreplaceable thing. And I think that's the way it was for the composers that we all know about. I mean, you know, this violinist, Joachim or whatever, like a lot of composers would write a concerto for him. And hundreds of years later, it's harder to access that or have that kind of relationship with it. So we feel really fortunate to be around for the creation process and to have these kinds of personal relationships.
Caveman.
to think that you can fly so low or sing so high, that you could ever love again or even try, that you could steal or cheat or kill or lie.
Results on So There, certainly I've been receiving a lot of acclaim, and rightfully so, and the enthusiasm being expressed by you guys just lends credence to the fact that you're on to something. I know you're going to go out and do a series of shows in the fall, and then Ben, I noticed on your tour calendar one date that sort of seemed rather prestigious, at least to my eyes and ears. You're going to be playing with the National Symphony at Kennedy Center. Is that true?
Yeah. I've played Pops concerts with them before, but this one sticks out because this is just a performance of my concerto, and there'll be other composers on two other composers on the night. And so I'm playing Grown Up Night.
It's I know.
Very exciting for me.
It's a great collaboration. And as always, it's great to catch up with the Intoctia. And CJ and Rob, kudos. You guys have come up with some original music and some compelling music. And we're really excited and glad to be able to share the music of So There. It's the latest album. It's Ben Folds. It's Y Music. And it's on 88.5 KCS. And thanks for joining us today, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you down the road.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate that.
You got it.